Welcome to School's Out. I'm your host, Laura Buckle, and you're listening to KX 93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM. What a beautiful week. The sun is shining. It's starting to feel like spring. There's flowers everywhere. I don't know if you've been for hikes recently, but if you go up to the hills right now, it is phenomenal. All different colours. You know, you've got all these beautiful flowers and grass as tall as me, and I'm 5'7". So yeah, really, really special. I know that some of the children at Top of the World today have been on a super hike. My daughter was one of them, and they had an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous time. So this week, I've got a helper with me. I've got the lovely Puck.
Yes.
Say hello.
Hello.
So Puck is here, and she's here all the way from Holland and has come to the United States to learn some really good English. So they thought they'd put her with the English girl just so she got it just right. And Puck is going to be helping me with news, reviews, all that kind of stuff throughout the show. And then also we've got three children joining us at 4 o'clock from Top of the World Elementary School. They're in fifth grade and they are doing something truly wonderful tomorrow night to support our beaches and cleanups of our coastline. I'm not going to tell you too much because they're going to come on and they're going to talk about it. And as always, they have picked a track each that we are going to play with you today. Other things going on that, you know, we're just going to be playing some new music. We're going to be telling you some stuff that's going on in Laguna Beach through the Laguna Beach High Schools. But here we go. This is X by James T.W.
Saturday night and the streets are filling up. Saturday night and my mates are calling up, wondering where I've been, if I'm ever coming out again, out again. Guess I don't see the harm in just a couple drinks. Guess I don't see the harm in having two or three. Probably do me good, cause I think of you more than I should, than I should. They think they're trying to help, introducing me to someone else. I play along cause I haven't got the heart to tell them that if I dance with somebody, I might want somebody else. And if I want somebody, I might fall in love and forget what it was to be wrapped in your arms so tightly, to be your man. So tonight, cause I'm afraid if I forget, then you'll just become an ex. Just another ex. Just become an ex. Now I remember why this was a bad idea. Now I remember even less than when we got here. Memories, memories. I feel you slipping away from me, away from me. I almost wish they'd play the song we used to sing. I almost bought some other girl your favorite drink. Had to stop myself, had to drink the lemon, drop myself. They think they're trying to help, introducing me to someone else. I play along cause I haven't got the heart to tell them that if I dance with somebody, I might want somebody else. And if I want somebody, fall in love and forget what it was to be wrapped in your arms so tightly, to be your man. So tonight I'll be dancing alone, cause I'm afraid if I forget, then you'll just become an ex. Just another ex. If I dance with somebody, I might want somebody else. And if I want somebody, I might fall in love and forget what it wants to be. Wrapped in your arms so tight, oh, to be your man. So tonight I'll be dancing alone, cause I'm afraid if I forget, then you just become
Ty Segall with The Drag. You're listening to Laura Buckle on KX935, Laguna Beach's only FM. And this is Schools Out. So I have my lovely intern, Puck, and then I have my regular, equally lovely intern, Will. Say hello.
Hey.
There he is. Say hello, Puck.
Hi.
Okay, so Puck is going to read us the news from El Morro this week.
Yes.
What's going on?
Some important dates are April 6th. There will be a parent night out at Pelican Hill Resort from 5 to 7 p.m.
Fancy.
April 10th till April 14th, there will be the bus driver and custodian appreciation week. Furthermore, April 10th, there will be a book swap.
Okay.
April 20th. April 17th till 21st, there will be spring break. And April 28th, there will be jog-a-thon raffle prize drawings.
Wonderful. Very, very well read. Told you it wasn't that hard. But the only thing you need to do is when you say spring break, you actually need to do this. Spring break! Yes. That's how people say it around here. Isn't it, Will?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
Sort of.
Okay. Bit. Are you excited about spring break?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going to visit some colleges.
Nice. Yeah. you're a big boy now. Yeah, what colleges are you going to visit?
Lewis and Clark, Emerson, NYU, and I think that's it. I'm going to Chapman this Saturday for the Admitted Students Day.
Oh, are your parents just so nervous? It makes me feel physically sick when I think of my children going off to college.
They just want me to make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I say that, though. My kids are not at that age yet. And I have a feeling that I'll be, like, really sad about my son going because he needs me still. Whereas maybe at that point when I have an 18-year-old daughter, I'll be kind of happy in a weird way. Like, off you go. Go. I'm only kidding, Lula. I know she's listening at home. I don't mean it. So what's going on in Laguna Beach High School?
Okay, so Powderpuff has already started practices. So any junior and senior girls who are interested in participating in that should definitely go talk to the head coaches for that because it's awesome and it's really fun to just be
What is
it?
What is it? Explain
it's, for people who don't know. It's supposed to be a game of, like, non-tackle, like just tag football, but it gets pretty physical. And it's just a weird way for the rivalry between juniors and senior girls to kind of go at it, and everybody just goes out and throws support, and it's really fun.
Lovely. Great.
And Ryan Zipstein is a senior in my class, and she's directing the spring play Eurydice. I got cast in that, which is pretty cool.
Yay!
But yeah, so that's happening. I think it's happening in either June or May. Bailey Thomas is also directing his very own short play called Happy Hour. That's happening on the same day in June. I don't know the date exactly, but the same day that all of the other playwriting and directing miniature plays are also happening. He's going to be the first, and a bunch of other student writers are also producing or also directing their own little scenes. So that's all happening in one
Great.
Day. So that's something you should definitely go and see. So
wonderful. Thank you so much. Thanks for that, because it's always difficult to get information about Laguna Beach High School. So I much appreciate it. I've got some information about Top of the World as well, but I'm going to leave that to the students of Top of the World who will be joining us at 4 p.m. Well, roughly around about 4 p.m. But for now, I'm going to play Hot Thoughts by Spoon. You're listening to Schools Out on KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM.
Inside, hot thoughts all in my mind, and all of the time. kingdom. Took a break from the war. Took time off from my kingdom. Raise up my creatures. Diamonds from space. Pure facets and features.
Let's drag drug from your lips. Making you think I couldn't was to let baby kiss some of those.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
School's Out is KX93.5's new after-school show designed for the younger people in Laguna Beach. We love KX alt-generational rock music, but School's Out is a show that plays the music we are all listening to at school right now. Hosted by a Laguna Beach mum, actually, my mum, Laura Buckle, School's Out will feature weekly updates on what's going on in our Laguna Beach school community. And every week, Laura will have a student from one of our Laguna Beach schools to co-host and play their own selection of music. So join us every Wednesday, 3:30 to 5 p.m. for School's Out on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Baby, I'm foolish, I don't do this, I've been playing myself. Baby,
was, of course, Crazy in Love by Beyonce. Thought I'd play that for these divas that I have in my studio. One by one, I would like you to introduce yourself. Off you go.
This is Ava.
Why can't I hear you? Say that again.
This is Ava.
Still a little bit quiet. Ava, I might get you to go on Puck's microphone. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ava's here. Okay, off you go, Kate. Oh,
I gave it away.
You don't have to shout, but that was good. Okay.
And this is Mabel.
Hey, Mabel. How are you?
I'm good.
First time I've met you today. I know the other girls. So these girls are all at Top of the World, and you're all in what grade?
Fifth
grade, okay. Not long to go now, girls.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's weeks. And then where are you all going afterwards? Where are you going, Ava?
I'm going to middle school in Thurston.
And where are you going, Mabel?
I think Thurston.
And what about you, Kate?
Thurston.
All going to Thurston. Oh, my goodness. And you're here for a really, really fabulous reason. Would you, Mabel, like to tell me just briefly, because we're going to talk more about it, why I've invited you here today?
Because we're going to talk about the Ocean Awareness Family Night that our class, Ms. Campbell's class, has set up over the school year.
Okay. And you've been doing this all year? You've been working on this all year?
Yes, almost all year.
Whose idea was it? Can you remember?
Ms. Campbell's.
Basically, the whole Ocean Awareness Club, we have a separate club.
No, it was Chase's and Miss Campbell's.
Yeah, basically.
So it was their idea. Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about it. And we're also going to play some music for you as well, because there are some tracks that you've chosen. But for now, we're going to play Tears by Clean Bandit featuring Louisa Johnson. You're listening to School's Out, and I have the fifth grade. What's the club called? What are we going to call the club?
Ocean Awareness Club.
The fifth grade Ocean Awareness Club. We're going to talk about the night soon. I like where you're going. Okay.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn out the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you wanna put me through the pain?
are listening to Schools Out on KX 93.5 Laguna Beach's only FM, and I am joined by the wonderful, three wonderful children of many children who are involved in the Ocean Awareness Club at Top of the World. Okay, Kate.
Yes.
It's all on you, Kate Stork.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Kate, I know how shy you are.
I'm shy?
Yeah.
You think I'm shy, girl?
I'm totally kidding. She's definitely not shy. So, Kate Stork, right, let's talk about why. Why are you, what is it? Why have you started this Ocean Awareness Club? Like, what's the message you want to get across to other people?
Well, we sort of like, we started it because Chase wanted to do it because he saw something online about it.
Okay.
And he was, like, really sad. But we wanted to get it across to people so they would stop, like, making the plastics in the ocean more and more and more.
Okay. Yeah. So have you noticed, so Mabel, you lived in Laguna and then you left Laguna and now you're back in Laguna?
Yeah, I lived here when I went from kindergarten to first grade.
Yep.
And then we moved back to my hometown of Portland, Oregon. And mm-hmm. then now we're back again because of my dad's work.
Wonderful. And have you noticed a difference in the beaches? Have you noticed that there's more trash or?
Well, when I was in kindergarten and first grade, I didn't really look at the beaches
uh-huh.
a lot. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a piece of trash there.
Yep.
But now we went on a beach cleanup with our class, and I was just kind of like, how many people are like littering?
I know,
because
so sad.
We went down and like I stepped on a styrofoam can.
Yeah.
So I picked it up, I turned around, and there was like, you know, like a cigarette butt.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? Why would people do this? Because you live right by the ocean. Don't you want to keep it clean?
Exactly. And there's trash cans everywhere that are regularly emptied. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. So Ava, you are a real beach bunny. Whenever I go down to Woods Cove, you're always there. The beach is very important to you, right?
Yes, always.
So what drives you, apart from, you know, the beach being important, what fact have you seen when you've been doing all of your research that's really shocked you that goes on in our oceans?
What really shocked me is there's this big, almost island of trash called a gyre. And there are tens of thousands of pounds of just trash on that island. And it's twice the size of Texas. Ugh. And when I heard this, I was just so surprised.
And shocked.
It's just there out in the ocean. And I'm like, I never knew that there was something all the way out there because we're never out that far.
Yeah.
And I also learned that styrofoam never breaks down. So, like, for example, I was at the beach at Woods Cove with Alfie. And
Alfie. Shout out to Alfie.
Yeah. we were just playing in the waves, and then we saw these little like white dots all along the shoreline, and we picked one of them up, and we realized all of that stuff was styrofoam, and we were just so surprised. So Lars is here
shout
today.
Shout out to Lars.
we tried taking as much up, but there was just too many little bits of pieces of styrofoam.
The sheer volume just makes you want to
it made me want to cry because I was so sad.
Why do people
do this?
And this is the thing, it becomes unfathomable to us because I know that you three girls and me, we pick everything up when we go to the beach, when we take a picnic. What do? We pick everything up and we put it in the trash can. And what I don't understand is why some people
just don't care.
Yeah, they just don't seem to. Well, you know what? I think you guys are heroes, and we're going to talk more about this, but I'm actually going to play Mabel's Choice, which has a nice link with what I've just said. Mabel's got great musical taste. I think Mabel should come on and help me with a show one week, because,
if this is
the kind of stuff that she likes, then she's more than welcome. I'm going to play David Bowie, Heroes.
You will be
just for one day. And you, you can be me. And I'll drink all the time. 'Cause we're lovers. Yes, we're lovers. That is that. Though nothing will keep us together, we could steal time just for one day. We can be heroes. One day.
that was, of course, the wonderful David Bowie. You are listening to Schools Out on KX 93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM. And I'm joined by the wonderful Ocean Awareness Group, well, three of them anyway, and Puck, my intern, who can't say anything because the microphone's broke. Sorry, Puck, but she is here. She's doing very well. She's learning all about English from a real English person. Okay, so my wonderful Ocean Awareness Warriors, you've talked to me about why you're so passionate about keeping our beaches clean. So what are you doing? What is happening tomorrow, Ava?
Okay, so one of the events that we'll be doing is giant Jenga, a human-sized Jenga.
No way. No, wait there. Before you carry on, so tomorrow at Top of the World in the NPR.
From 6 to 7:30.
Yes, you're going to be doing an ocean awareness night, which will include, go again, giant Jenga.
That is human-sized.
Human-sized Jenga? That's amazing.
Yeah, and you're going to learn about the food chain.
And you're going to learn about the food chain.
Yeah, they're these big cardboard boxes that we put up like a giant-sized Jenga. And then we have, like, pasted on pictures, like, silhouettes of, like, different ocean animals. Like, at the bottom, there's phytoplankton. And at the top, there's, like, killer whales. And sharks.
Wow.
We decided not to do humans just because it's not part of the ocean food chain.
No,
I mean, it is, but it's
not.
We're not really.
We don't want it to be all gloom and doom.
Yeah, and also, let's face it, sharks do not go after humans. They just like food, and often they mistake us for seals. So yes, you're right.
Right,
to leave
they
them
chased
out
us, and then
the bulls
we ride boogie boards.
Okay, don't want to talk at once. Okay, take it in turns. So yes, so this is happening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What else is going to be on? So giant Jenga. Okay, Kate.
There's going to be bingo. There's going to be photo shoots, and there's going to be a raffle where you can get like a really nice skateboard. A night in Catalina Hotel, 3 hours of boat ride, and 2 nights in Costa Rica at a treetop hotel.
And is this an auction?
Yeah.
Okay, so people have to bid. And I know that Sly Dog, who is on our radio station, very kindly donated a week at his surf camp too. Mm-hmm. Can we think of any other things? Let me just have a look at this list that we may have left out. A fresh garden basket.
Yeah.
Nice. Restaurant from gift fresh cards.
Uh-huh. We have some to Asada and stuff like that.
Great. Minecraft Lego sets.
Yep. Yes. Me and Ava went down to the beach and got that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sea puppets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And free yoga classes for kids.
Yeah. That's by Stacey Bina.
Wonderful Stacey Bina. We love her.
I go to her yoga class, and she was very happy to donate Abalashala Yoga for Kids gift certificate.
That is fantastic. So you've had loads and loads of support. And then your teacher has been phenomenal with this whole thing as well, right?
Oh, my God. She's been so helpful.
And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Campbell.
We're going to get her on after we've played this next song, okay? So whose is this? This is Capsize by Friendship and Emily Warren.
Kate.
Oh, my goodness. Kate. That was Kate with a crazy voice. Okay, so this is Kate's choice today.
She loves Capsize.
She does. Okay, I love this song too. Good choice, Kate.
Hey, 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 hey. I'm awake cause it haunts me. Did I never got to say but I want to? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm not the same as I was with you. I would jump out my skin just to get you. Oh my God. Oh my God. How could you have ever known if I never let you show? Now I just wanna know. Yeah.
moment that you left me.
Oh my God, oh my God.
And three words have never come easy, 'cause you're more than they ever could be.
Oh my God, oh my God.
How could you have ever known if I never let it show? Now I just wanna know.
I didn't expect that little added bit on the end. You're listening to Schools Out on KX935 Laguna Beach's only FM. Oh, I'm just distracted by a crazy lady crossing PCH when there's a crossing not too far away. I don't understand. Please don't do it, kids. Use the crossings all the time. We have enough
of
them. Well, let's
in
not go
very,
with that.
Very
we don't talk about that. Okay, so we've got Ms. Campbell here.
Hello, I'm the shy one of the group.
Are you the shy one?
I'm the shy one.
It's a good job somebody's shy in your class.
I think so.
Because it doesn't look like there's many. How incredibly proud are you of this class?
I am just shocked. This started back in September.
Amazing.
I had gone to an event on Catalina Island, started by my friend, Ocean Awareness Challenge, and I became aware of all the problems, all the issues, and knew that I wanted to take that back to my class. And within that week, we took a virtual field trip. It was of the people, and it was about saving our oceans. And after a discussion, it was very evident that these kids were interested. And so that has just evolved into our year-long project and study.
And some of the things you've done, I mean, you do beach cleanups monthly at weekends, can I just say?
Yes.
You know, at a weekend, a teacher out at a weekend with her class.
But I
doing beach cleanups.
I get so much joy from that.
I love
being
that.
With them.
And then I saw the beautiful tapestry type thing that you did with Wyland as well. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes. We created a quilt using a batik method. And it was gorgeous. We entered it into a contest that he was sponsoring. However, there were probably 1,000 entries, and we were shocked that we didn't win.
Okay.
So one day I was walking past the gallery, and my friend who works in the gift shop there, we were talking, and I told her, oh, my kids made this beautiful quilt, and I don't know what we're going to do with it. Do you want it? Do you want to put it in your gift shop? And she said, I'm going to talk to Wyland about this. And then within a couple days, I got a text from her saying, Wyland heard about this quilt. He wants to meet these kids. Can you bring them to the gallery? So that's what we did. he displayed the quilt in the gallery for a whole month. We've borrowed it back for our big event tomorrow night.
Okay, yeah.
But then we will return it to him, and it's going to be displayed at the Weiland Foundation.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, well done.
Yes,
that's
well done.
So, so good. So you touched on the event tomorrow. Oh, so I just want to talk as well. You've had speakers come in as well. You've organized all of that.
My friend Susie Campbell came in and spoke to us. We met your friend, Rex Bernard, at the beach, and he's led us on some tide pool explorations.
Wow.
And then more recently, we had a retired biologist come in and talk to the students and help us have a better understanding of the food chain and food web as it ties in with that big, giant Jenga game that we're going to play tomorrow.
Fantastic. I just love that you've turned such a worthy cause into such a great project. And curriculum-wise, have you been able to do it sort of involve some math, involve some language within it?
Absolutely. We've used technology. We've tied technology into it.
Science.
Absolutely, science.
A lot of science.
And then with our writing, informational writing,
yeah.
How perfect is that?
Perfect.
And then
opinion
writing. And then most
now,
recently,
narrative.
Now they read about whales and they're going to tie that into a narrative.
That's fantastic. I love project work. It reminds me of when I was at school, because in the 80s in the UK, that everything was very project-based before everything kind of turned around.
And that's what
so
I love
nice.
About this. I've never put on an event like this.
Yeah.
These kiddos have never put on an event like this. How incredible that we're doing this together, and they have taken the bull by the horns.
So proud of
by
you guys.
Going to city council.
Yes, we're going to talk about that after
and
this.
Just, even on their own, they've gone out and solicited getting donations for our event because we will have a raffle, and all the earnings are going to go to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that. So you're supporting the Pacific Marine Mammal Center.
Yes.
And what's the top? What's the amount that you want to raise from tomorrow's event?
Ava, what's the goal?
$1,000.
I think you're going to smash that goal.
We hope to.
I really, really do. And
let's hope more.
Let's hope more.
Yes.
Right. And so tell me, Ava Knepper, ever so shy and retiring little Ava.
Nope.
You went to city council, didn't you, and told them?
Yes,
What did you say? You don't have to go down the whole route because we only have until 5.
I basically talked about what we've basically talked about all day. Kate has helped me written the speech. She passed out flyers to all the city council, and she was also a very big help. Miss Campbell too. My mom. Shout out to Dawn Knepper.
Shout out to Dawn.
So yeah, they helped me get ready for it. I was very, very nervous. Me and Kate were both like shaking.
She was about to throw
up. Do you think, and they listened? Did you get a good response from them?
So usually the audience doesn't clap, but they clapped for us anyways.
I actually saw it on Facebook and I was so proud of you.
Yeah, my mom posted that. We also, Miss Bagai, she posted it on her Instagram.
Amazing.
And the school Instagram account.
So you're like viral.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you think any of the city council are going to be there?
Hopefully. I very much hope. Albie was there.
Yep.
Same with Adam. They were also there for the high school girls.
So if you're listening, we hope you're going to be there tomorrow. People from the Pacific Mammal Center are going to be there also,
yes.
Right?
And Sammy the Seal for photo ops.
No way.
Topper the Dolphin and Sammy the Seal.
Topper and Sammy in the same room?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I'm definitely going to be there.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to drum up some people. And everyone who's listening, get yourself there. 6 till 7:30. Come and see how incredibly hard these children have worked since September. You know, we are all so lucky to live in this beautiful place with these beautiful beaches. And it just saddens me to my core that some people don't respect our beaches and don't protect them. And, you know, education starts now, starts while they're young. And you know what, kids? You are influencing the kindergartners, the pre-K, everybody who's coming into Top of the World School are seeing what you're doing, and you are making a huge impact, okay? A huge impact. So with that, is there anything else you want to say before we go on to our final song, which, whose is that choice, by the way? Oh, of
Mine.
Course it's yours. So is there anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to put out there?
I just want to say that I truly, from the bottom of my heart, believe that this is the generation that's going to make a change.
Absolutely.
And we desperately need that.
Absolutely. Oh, and TED Talks. I forgot to talk about that as
TED
well.
TED Talks.
Yes.
And
yes. Yes.
Two very brave students,
yep.
Chase Benson and Sean Smith.
Chase Benson, son of Tommy Benson.
Probably about a 2-3 minute TED Talk. Chase's is on the gyres.
And plastic.
And Sean's is more of an inspirational talk.
Wonderful.
And we have a skit Fantastic. Written by one of our own students.
Sydney Yay. Alderson. Shout out to Sydney.
Yay. Oh, wonderful. I'm super excited. And one very important thing that Mrs. Buckle has to know, is there going to be any food at this event?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Mabel is going to talk about that right
oh,
now.
Oh, okay. Come on then,
yeah,
Mabel.
Yeah, there's going to be a bake sale. So Ava and I, we started the bake sale, and actually right now, I was supposed to be making the bread, but then I had to come here, so my mom right now is making some of the bread for the bake.
Shout
sale.
Out to Mabel's mom, baking the bread.
Shout out to Margie.
Shout out to Margie. Wonderful. Well, as
we're
if there's
have,
food,
like,
yeah, I'm gonna
and
be there.
Cupcakes and bread. And
amazing.
We might have pie. Jello.
You might have guessed by now, listeners of Schools Out, I probably talk about food pretty regularly. I like to eat, you know. I will go anywhere for food. Kate, you look like you've got something to say.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my mom.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Kate's mom. Shout out to everybody.
Laura
Everybody's mom.
Stork.
All over the world.
Shout out to Lars.
Shout out to my mom back in England. Hi, Mom. So thank you so much for coming in. I'm now going to finish our little talk with The Three R's by Jack Johnson. And I encourage everyone to download and listen to this because it's such a great, great track. Thank you, everybody, for coming
thank
in. It's
you.
Been wonderful.
Thank
and
you.
I will see you tomorrow. And keep listening to Schools Out. Tell all of your friends.
Love
all
you,
of your
Laguna.
Friends. Yes, we do love Laguna. Thanks,
shout out
Kate.
To a Laguna. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Three, it's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Because 2 times 3 is
6,
and 3 times 6 is
18,
and the 18th letter in the alphabet is
R.
Yeah. We got 3 R's we're gonna talk about today. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Well, if you're going to the market to buy some juice, you gotta bring your own bags and you learn to reduce your waste. We gotta learn to reduce. And if your brother or your sister's got some cool clothes, you can try them on before you buy some more of those. Reuse. We gotta learn to reuse. And if the first 2 R's don't work out, and if you gotta make some trash, well don't throw it out. Recycle. We gotta learn to recycle. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Because 3, it's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, 33, 36, 33, 31, 7, 24, 21, 18, 15, 12, 9, 6, and 3. It's a magic number.
The moped store. What's up, person? Salesman's like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you. Follow me.
Ooh, it's too real. Chromed out mirror, I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, a canopy on two wheels. 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm